Hi, my name is Randy, and I will be your round mound of podcast sound. Pound for pound, the best podcast around. I would like to welcome each and every one of you to this episode of Infotainment. And especially you. I must say, I didn't sleep a wink last night trying to figure this thing out. It has been fun and frustrating at times. And I did find out about a little adapter that I can use that USB-C with an adapter on there that makes it back into, goes back into a larger USB connector, the OG of USB connections. But as you can tell, I'm getting a little tired trying to figure out this touchscreen. This is going to be fun editing this, but the RCP2 is a lot different from the Pro 1, the Rodecaster Pro 1. All right, we're a little bit tired here, but we persevere on with the podcast. And let's bring up a little music that was sent on the sound pads from Rode. It's not my own. No, that wasn't the way. I think it's... There we go. I don't... I'm trying to set it so I can talk over it and you can still hear me very well. Because that's one of the problems in movies. Sometimes the music is so loud that you can't even hear the dialogue that the characters are saying. I think it deserves a... I do know I need to level off my mixer, because it's either the table has degraded, or it might be time for a new table. Well, otherwise, the carpet is right next to the linoleum, and I got the part I'm on. I should move this whole setup around, but I don't want to today. And anywhere else would be more close to the window, which would bring in more noise. And most of these guys, oh, just turn off the noise gate. So I leave a lot of space in Audacity to get rid of that. I don't know how I sound with it, but it would take me. I suppose I could. Well, I would have to go back and listen to it anyway. But that's been my main, I do know they eliminated that annoying pop at first. The cable that they sent didn't work right out of the box, so I got the RCP1's USB cable, and that worked fine. I need a little adapter from USB-C to USB for my OG computer. You know, I notice I've been looking at a lot of live streams and stuff like that on this product. And what I've been noticing, some are really good. And some, the title of the thing is a little misleading. Well, they tribe, but, you know, they got the fancy backgrounds and the fancy studios. But for most of the time, they're saying hi to people and looking for something or trying to fix something with their cameras. To be honest, the way this looks, I'm glad I don't live stream yet. I would have to do a lot of work on that. But, you know, when you're doing something like that, you should make a more... I don't know. How do I put that? I know problems happen. Technical issues happen and stuff like that. But, you know, when it takes you like 30 minutes to get to what your title of your live stream is, it's kind of annoying. But some of them do timestamps, which is good. So you can just go to what you want to listen to. I also... did a one of the groups on Facebook is a podcast movement, and you can't mention your podcast name, heaven forbid. I added, what are the magic words to get sent some swag gear from these companies? When you buy from them, I guess you have to have a whole lot more listeners and a YouTube live stream. There are some that are really good at this. Tom Buck is. And I can even tolerate his jokes. But some of the others, it's like, you know, eventually you should get to what your title of your live stream is. But then you're trying to do things on the fly, and I know, and things pop up. Yeah, you know, I'm running at a good number, 69 on the old DB level for my... I'm using the Procaster selection on the Rodecaster Pro 2. Not from now on, Pro 2. And what else for... I need to get into the... sounds here. Let me see. Now, on the main screen, I hit the settings cog. I want to go to the smart pads. And that gives me a lot. First of all, I didn't know. And usually I can eventually find it. I griped, I like the old companion app better because you could see on the screen what your... it's not so tiny. But now they have, under the settings, when you pick the sound pads, it does bring up a list of what your sounds are, and it's a little bigger fonts. It's easier to read. Hope that you find that a little useful. And what I went through some of the sound effects in last episode from... what Rode does put on, what Rode put on the sound pads, and now most of them are mine, and I'm just cycling through them. And let's see, this is always a good one.
Classic move. Oh yeah.
Let me try that again. I gotta pump up the slider on the sound pads. I think like I did on the last one. The Pro one. Let me try this one again.
Classic move. Oh, yeah. A
little bit better. Let's pump the slider up to the very top.
Classic move. Oh, yeah.
It almost hit minus 12 dB on the scale for that. Well, I just thought I'd try that. This one will probably be a lot different because it's... let me see if this one puts it, jams it all the way to zero.
Classic move. Oh, yeah.
No, I don't need the classic move right now. Let's see.
Denied.
Let me see what... Oh, I didn't catch
it. Denied.
I didn't even get up to that. Hmm. I don't know if on the home screen, if you go down to the bottom under settings, and mainly that's to configure your sound pads. Configure smart pads on the bottom, it says. It shows them. I think you can... Where is it? You can change the color. Whoop, that brought me back to... Oh, yeah, you have to hit the... what was it? Settings deal. It's like I got to start writing this stuff down as I navigate through these pages. Now I got the faders where I can switch them around to physical or virtual. Let me see.
And I have been laughing the whole time.
Well, that was in mono, but still. I think that was the seasoned citizen who really had a public, well, in his words, a romance with Selena Gomez. Probably long since gone now. Let me try this one.
Denied.
Now, these are not pushing the limits of... I'm recording into Audacity. I'm not recording into a micro SD card or my external hard drive, which I should probably check out. I haven't even set up my Bluetooth to get it to go through my JBL Bluetooth speaker. Some more things I have to try. I wonder if Walmart would carry that adapter. The way things are going at brick and mortar stores, it probably not. It might be another Amazon thing or B&H or Sweetwater. I haven't tried Sweetwater, but I think they got a 2-year comprehensive coverage on items. So I might try them for a big ticket item in the future.
Why do you always have to deter these things?
Yeah. Why? That's another way of putting, why do I have to figure this thing out? You know, in some ways, it's, well, they do have the QR code right up there by the spin dialer for all your compressor numbers, and for those that really want to fine tune it, I think I have to check. Let's see if I can get the, no, that's not it. That's just to change. If you tap it in the where you want to switch and where you want to switch to virtual or physical, you just go into changing your color. You got to go back home. And I want to check something here. Processing presets. Oh, it still has me on broadcast, which is good. Didn't change that. Let me back pedal here. Effects, echo, and reverb. Well, it's been fun playing with this thing. It's lit up like a Christmas tree. And essentially, I'm going to probably a VESA mount or VESA mount. VESA. Yeah, that's another thing. VESA mount this thing and or on an arm and tilt it towards my window for my Christmas decorations this year. But it is a very colorful mixing, well, board, computer, whatever you want to call it. One guy was complaining that his touchscreen wasn't very responsive. I found it to be equal to or maybe even better than a smartphone as far as just lightly hitting it and... Let's go back to processing. I'm in effects on the echo and the reverb. So now you're getting the big scoop on it. Yeah. Like all these people haven't been talking about it. And we're going to have probably 20 more people do videos on unboxing it. That 50 other people have done before. It's like tell some people some different things, you know. Just copying others. How many is enough unboxing, you know? I know that there was a lot of cardboard with a lot of space with nothing in it. Just the one USB to USB I thought was kind of lame. I actually have one of those anyway. I'm going to have to try that with my, I don't know if it's a heavy duty cord. I don't know if my charging USB-C to USB can handle it. I do hook my phone into it. I got a Samsung, and when I use Samsung DeX, but I don't use that very much at all. But I'm now in the configuration, and the system is basically for the date and the time, and what language, network, Bluetooth, and I wonder if I could do that, but then there would probably be some feedback. Let me see. Let me hit Bluetooth. Now discoverable as Rodecaster Pro 2. Search for audio devices. So it looks like you can, like they have said, here I'm telling something that people have said, you can use your AirPods or whatever, earbuds, ear pods, I don't know, all the, not the wired kind anyway. But everyone I've watched on YouTube that does YouTube content says ear monitors are way better than the pod type things, AirPods or whatever they're called. I'm not in the Apple ecosystem. I'm in the Windows and Samsung ecosystem. So, gotta stay up with all these terms, you know. This thing is, I'll have to give a full review on it someday. I'm doing a pretty good review right now, wouldn't you say? Let me go back. Well, some of this I'll have to edit, but yeah, I'm doing the greatest review there is out there. Rode's going to be sending me some swag, like 4 pod mics and a PSA 1 Plus boom arm and even a winter-like hat that I saw one guy get. I think he's out of Iowa, so he does painfully honest tech is what his deal is. Boy, he got the cover, too, and he even got a Rodecaster-like pin for, like, a shirt, I think. Very interesting, all the different things, all the little swag that the influencers get sent. Well, the YouTubers. Well, they'll be sending that. Rode will be sending that out right away, I'm sure. And if they don't. Yeah, that's how. Yeah, they will be sending it. And this really has not changed. I do not see an area to improve the gain on the sound pads. And some of those do come up kind of low. But I don't know if I'll wind up turning. Oh, my air conditioner. Oh, there's some more noise that I'll have to weed out. Let me get a sample of that. Well, I missed it. But it's too hot today not to have it running on the energy saver. Yeah, it will click on every once in a while. Let me repeat myself. Yeah, Rode will be sending me a large assortment of swag. Just right quick. No, I can't hit the touchscreen to trip the sound effect, and that's what I did.
What are you people? On on dope?
Should have said that for me. Yeah, and here's... there's no chance in hell that they could do that. But this is bought and paid for. It's not sponsored at all. Well, will be paid for eventually. And...
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid? Why? Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid? Why?
No, I didn't, but... Oh, yeah, what was it today? Cinnamon Toast Ken is another popular YouTuber who does reaction videos, and I made a comment today. What were they reviewing? It was something... Oh, yeah, the 30 minutes of the best TikToks he could find. And I asked him if he ever had done that Greta Thunberg is her name, or Thunberg. I guess this was done a couple years ago. I really missed it, but I thought I filled this soul bank up. This is bank 8, I believe. Yep, it is. And I sort of wish it would have a page counter on the buttons for changing pages in Night's Touch. Here she is, Greta, the child environmentalist who, at that, when she did this, she kind of seemed like the little girl that never had a happy day in her life. I don't know how she, if it was her school or her parents mainly that indoctrinated her into cleaning up the environment. Yeah, we can all do our part as far as recycling and stuff like that, but in the end, it'll probably be the major corporations that develop stuff to help with that. Because I don't think at the current time that recycling is cost efficient. And I think plastic can be only... I've heard this on the show Adam Ruins Everything, that recycling of plastic, like bottles, pop or whatever, can only be recycled once. And I guess China didn't want to buy a bunch of cardboard, recycled cardboard from us because there was too much pizza grease in it from people recycling their delivered pizza containers. How do you measure the amount of... Yeah, let's put this little pizza grease sticker into it, like a meat thermometer, into the cardboard, and it'll give you a reading on pizza grease. But here's Greta talking at the UN. She was so happy that day.
How dare you!
Boy, that came in really low. Oh, wait a minute. That was not turned up. I had it at Unity Gain.
How dare you!
That was a little better. Not a whole lot. Maybe there is a way to improve the gain on the sound pads. I'm not sure. The mic is doing really well as far as the gain. Let me see what I'm set at with the Procaster. I think it's... Let me see. Yeah, 69 dB. That sounded a little warbly there. Well, I just have the noise gate off, and I'm just doing the processing for the broadcast selection, and I can let me change my setting to podcast studio, and this is how I sound under podcast studio. I don't know how much of a difference that makes. I'll check that out. And let me go to the neutral setting. Now I am on neutral for this. Yes, this is the infotainment podcast under the neutral microphone setting for the Rode Procaster. And let me go back to broadcast, which I like. And oh, I could tell a difference there in my headphones. I decided to splurge on that when I ordered the mixing board / computer Pro 2. I got the NTH 100s, the headphones. and they are awesome. So we're still stuck in the 69 position as far as the gain level goes. Let's take her home. I don't know if we'll stay there, but we are hitting the yellow area. You know, the thing about recording into Audacity and not using the micro SD card and now being able to use the external hard drive is what I'm thinking of. It's like I got three different places that I can set levels as far as my mic goes. In the computer, in the mixing board itself, and also in Audacity. I'm going to have to talk with someone real technical audio whiz, like I think his name is Curtis Judd. He's one of them, or there's one PodStage, I think it is. He goes by Bandrew, kind of a musician as well, but he is nuts about audio. Does a lot of mic reviews. I was going to normalize and amplify that how dare you that hardcore how dare you, but I'm just gonna leave it the way it is so you can be the judge. The second one, I had the slider at the maximum level just so you can see kind of the gain level. Let me run through some of these others, I guess. If they're, oh yeah, here's one of my best ones.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
No, not that one. Of course, he comes in loud and clear because that's a very loud sound anyway. But here we go. Here's the one I was looking for.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. But I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Well, I wouldn't do that. I would just, if you mention my podcast, I would just say subscribe and enjoy it, you know. And leave a tip in the tip jar at infotainmentpodcast.com. I wouldn't be as harsh on you as Liam Neeson would, but and the PayPal tip jar. I have an advance to the YouTube live streaming or live streaming over several platforms. I don't know, maybe I need a Stream Deck or an ATEM Mini. And what I really need is a good SLR camera like I used to have. Back when I was wanting to become a photojournalist for a newspaper, which now is kind of they're kind of non-print anymore, all computer. And I talked with someone who shot for our local newspaper. Well, I didn't talk; I chatted with him a little bit. He was kind of the best at the time. I was shooting for our newspaper, our high school newspaper, and he was a really great photographer and still is. He's up north now, and where all the good photos are compared to the flat corn and bean fields we have here. But God bless the farmers. No trolling there, but there are better photo opportunities up there, that's for sure. He said, I haven't shot film in 20 years. I guess you can get film developed, but it's expensive. And if I had a larger and a little refreshing thing, I could do it myself, but and print it myself. I did have a color photography class too, but I wouldn't be as proficient at that. But let me see. What's the other one? Oh, this is one I like too.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
But that's some of the sounds. I'm sure over the weeks to come, we'll get more YouTube unboxing videos and a description of what's all on the back that 20 other people have done already. And their first impressions of it. And I think it's going to be a great addition to this. I already have my Rodecaster One unplugged, and it's sitting over there looking a little sad. But sad because it's not all lit up. But it served me very well, and I own it. And I think I'm going to keep it just for a spare. Once I know this is going to work out for me, I might sell it. But if I get some adapters to make use of the one cord that is sent with it and no adapters, and you know, one other thing that there was enough space for in there was the plastic cover for the... Yeah. I don't know if I should use the noise gate or not. I'm not sure. I'm not an audiophile that knows everything about audio, like what the numbers should be for my voice on compression, equalizer. I know I like the big bottom more than the the oral exciter. There we go. When the first Rodecaster came out, very early on, the people that were using it did not like the oral exciter and left on the big bottom. Gave them more of the radio DJ voice. The kind of radio where they offer you a contract and actually pay you to do something, to do a show. Can't seem to get any of the those guys' program directors' attention, but... And I have to watch my mic. I'm twisting my head around and talking to the side. I gotta go straight in on this thing. Maybe I should bump it up to 70. I don't know. Let me try. Well, it goes up to 76. I shouldn't need that much. I had it on. Let me see what 70 does here. Maybe if you can leave some comments at randyms12@gmail.com. What you thought sounded better for my voice. I know you got the what? Let me go back. The depth, sparkle, and punch. I think the depth and punch sound to me that to give you that more bass, and the sparkle to bring up the higher ranges of your voice. So you don't sound like this. Well, let's find a news story. I'm done talking about the Rodecaster Pro for a little bit, the second version. Well, here is a one in a million story. And it's kind of related to, remember those stickers, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Well, this Colorado representative says, what would Jesus do if he had an AR-15? Prevent his crucifixion, of course. Lauren Boebert is under fire for comments she made, this time joking about Jesus Christ and gun rights. According to statements Boebert made during an event at a Colorado Springs church, Jesus never would have been crucified if he had access to an AR-15 assault weapon. Oh, could you see the pastor putting his head in his hands? Maybe an interesting question, though. Of course, by the teaching of Christianity, that would also mean everyone on earth, Boebert included, would be doomed to hell with no recourse, because Christ's sacrifice to save humanity never would have occurred. Yeah, the way that would work. And I think she might have been at too many recreational, medical and recreational dispensaries on the recreational side of the store. To even bring that up is just amazing. It was just one of several eyebrow-raising comments Boebert made during her presentation, including her prayers for Democratic President Joe Biden. See her comments. We got to go below there. She thinks Jesus should have had an AR-15. And a lot of the little Twitter trolls... this is just for you, Miss Boebert, Lauren Boebert.
How dare you?
I mentioned the Christianity and AR-15s. A lot of little Twitter trolls, they like to say, oh, Jesus didn't need an AR-15. How many AR-15s do you think Jesus would have had? Well, he didn't have enough to keep his government from killing him. She is, of course, referencing the execution of Jesus Christ via crucifixion by the Roman state for the crime of sedition, Christ's sacrificial acquiescence, to which provided the redemption and path to salvation that are the basis of the entire Christian religion. Christ, having had an AR-15 with which to keep his government from killing him, would have kiboshed the entire religion. But that, of course, didn't stop the crowd of the church from getting a hearty laugh and applauding Boebert's bizarre comments. What church was this? Her statements only got stranger from there. Boebert used the biblical story of Adam and Eve's son Cain killing his brother Abel to rant about cancel culture and defend Americans' uniquely unregulated access to guns. She told the crowd, cancel culture has been here since the very beginning. Cain canceled Abel. And guess what? It wasn't with a big scary AR-15. It was with a rock. So I don't think it's a firearm issue. I think it's a heart and a sin issue. Okay then, on Twitter, Boebert's comments caused plenty of offense and head scratching, with some pointing out Boebert's comments about Christ's crucifixion are essentially heresy, according to the tenets of Christianity. If you've ever listened to man talk, he brings up... He says it, heresy. See, we got some comments here. We got from JD. This is how I feel about the Boebert thing about Jesus needing an AR-15. Like, her whole thing is saying outrageous things for attention. But the notable thing is that no one is going to, like, call her out for this from the religious side. Phil says, this sort of take is pretty much denying Christ's divinity, and it's absolutely wild that American Christianity has now become so deeply fascist that you can get away with this horse bleep and be raised up as devout. Oh my God. Wendy says, we really went with, if he had a gun, maybe he would have been crucified, like 3/4 the basis of the Christian story that God gave his son for us. But what if AR? Nice phrasing there, Wendy. Michael says, not funny at all. She had better hope God has a great sense of humor. That's what I think about that, too. Well, we got T-Pain weighing in. So if Jesus and his disciples were strapped with AR-15s, Jesus wouldn't have died on the cross, and we would all be lost in sin and going to hell, essentially. Let's see. Dr. Martin. If you think British politics is crazy, I present to you Lauren Boebert's batshit take on Jesus and his need for the AR-15. Jesus would have wept. I think he probably wept after receiving messages of this statement. Patriot Lauren Boebert claims Jesus didn't have enough AR-15s to keep his government from killing him. Let's see, we got Boebert told the congregation that Jesus wouldn't have died if he had been armed with an AR-15. Does she or that church have any concept why Jesus supposedly came to earth, whether you believe it or not? No, I don't think she does. Like I said, she's been going to the marijuana dispensary on the recreational site a little bit too much. Tony says, Lauren Boebert saying Jesus did not have enough AR-15s to keep his government from killing him is among the dumbest stuff I've ever heard. Yeah, it is. Well, what do we have for, here's what I think.
You failed.
Here's for Lauren Boebert. And maybe this one too.
Damn. All you do is smoke weed.
And maybe she did this too.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid? Why?
And she asked why Jesus didn't have enough AR-15s. Jessica said about that he wouldn't have been crucified. And that what has to be the most MAGA sentence ever uttered. Yeah, I would agree with that. Matthew, someone please pastor the poor, biblically illiterate soul before more people get hurt. Unabashed. Oh, Arisha. Lauren Boebert on Twitter, a lot of the little Twitter trolls, they say like, oh, Jesus didn't need an AR-15. How many AR-15s do you think Jesus would have had? So much for that sacrifice, huh? He didn't have enough to keep his government from killing him. They can make a new bumper sticker. WWJD with an AR-15. And then they go on to say, why do you think so many evangelical Christians so easily buy into statements like Boebert's? This man is a pastor. As a pastor in a mainline Protestant denomination, I haven't had much luck sharing my thoughts on George's thread, but I'm trying again for funsies. It's almost impressive to cram this much cow flop in one sentence. Jesus would have called down the power of heaven that would have made it. Just a moment. Looks like I'm getting a call. And I better cut this off here. Well, on that note, I think it's time to
pod this episode of Infotainment to the interwebs.
And just to let you know, some of my older shows have been deleted to free up some storage to get my latest ones in there. I decided not to upgrade. It feels like I've upgraded enough. But you can check out my Facebook page under infotainment in the entertainment area. You can visit infotainmentpodcasts.com and you can leave a tip in the PayPal tip jar via PayPal if you're so inclined. And as always, I hope you have a pleasant day today and a pleasant, and a happy ending tonight.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want, But I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
How dare you?
I wouldn't go that far. I would just tell you to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, do tell a friend. And it's fun for all ears.